How come Nobby ever got a job as a watchman, sir? You say that a lot. No, I meant always act stupid, Carrot. Ah, right, sir. From now on I shall remember that you always said that, sir. They put their helmets under their arms. Vimes knocked at the door. Come, said a voice. The patrician was standing at the window. Sitting or standing around the office were Lord Rust and the others. Vimes never quite understood how the civic leaders were chosen. They just seemed to turn up, like a tack on the sole of your shoe. Ah, Vimes, said Vetinari. Sir, let us not beat about the bush, Vimes. How did the man get up there when your people had so thoroughly checked everything last night? Magic? Couldn't say, sir. Carrot, still staring straight ahead, blinked. Your people did check the barbican, I assume? No, sir. They didn't? No, sir. I did that myself. You physically checked it yourself, Vimes, said Boggis of the Thieves Guild. Captain Carrot could feel Vimes's thoughts at this point. That is correct, Boggis, said Vimes without turning his head. But we think someone got in where the windows are boarded up and pulled the boards back after him. Dust has been disturbed, and you didn't spot this, Vimes? Vimes sighed. It'd be hard enough to spot the nailed-backed boards in daylight, Boggis, let alone in the middle of the night. Not that we did, he added to himself. Angua smelled the scent on them. Lord Vetinari sat down at his desk. The situation is grave, Vimes. Yes, sir. His Highness is very seriously injured, and Prince Cadram, we understand, is beside himself with rage. They insist on keeping his brother in the embassy, said Lord Rust. A studied insult, as if we haven't good surgeons in this city. That's right, of course, said Vimes, and many of them could give him a decent shave and a haircut, too.
Are you making fun of me, Vimes?
Certainly not, my lord, said Vimes. In my opinion, no surgeons anywhere have cleaner sawdust on their floors than the ones in this city. Rust glared at him. The patrician coughed. You have identified the assassin? Said the patrician. Carrot was expecting Vimes to say, alleged assassin, sir, but instead he said, yes, he was called Ossie Brunt, sir. No other name that we know. Lived in Market Street, did odd jobs from time to time, bit of a loner. No relatives or friends that we can find. We are making inquiries.
And that's all you fellows know, said Lord Downey.
It took some time to identify him, sir, said Vimes stolidly.
Oh, why should that be?
Couldn't give you the technical answer, sir, but it looked to me like they wouldn't need to make him a coffin. They could just have posted him between two barn doors.
Was he acting alone?
We only found the one body, sir, and a lot of recently fallen masonry, so it looks... I meant, does he belong to any organisation? Any suggestion that he's anti-Clatchian? Apart from him trying to kill one? Inquiries are continuing.
Are you taking this seriously, Vimes?
I have put my best men on the job, sir. Who's looking worried? Sergeant Colon and Corporal Nobbs. Who's looking relieved? Very experienced men, the keystones of the watch.
Colon and Nobbs, said the patrician. Really?
Yes, sir. Their gazes met very briefly. We're getting some very threatening noises, Vimes, said Vetinari. What can I say, sir? I saw someone up on the tower, I ran. Someone shot the prince with an arrow, and then I found the man at the bottom of the tower very obviously dead with a broken bow and a lot of rock beside him. The storm last night probably loosened things up. I can't make up facts that don't exist, sir. Carrot watched the faces round the table. The general expression was one of relief.
A lone bowman, said Vetinari, an idiot with some kind of mad grudge, who died in the execution of the attempted execution.